just to me is a nothing word now. That's what they were. They're queer acting.
Queer. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard it used to mean homosexual? Mm-hmm.
But now, since they're so free with those words, see, they don't. It doesn't mean that to me anymore.
Say somebody who makes up his mind and refuses to change it, regardless of whether he's right or wrong. You say he's nutty.
And refuses to change. We say he's balky.
Okay.
Or he's strong-willed as a mule. A lot of times they'll use that.
Or mule-headed.
Yeah.
That's why it's stubborn.
Stubborn's a good word.
Or somebody who, you know, you just can't joke with him without him losing his temper. You say he's mighty.
Touchy.
Or somebody like that, you might say, well, just joking with him, I didn't know he'd get.
We always say that he'd fly off the handle.
Mm-hmm. Or somebody's about to fly off the handle and you don't want him to. You say, well, just
calm down.
At the end of today, after I had put you through the mill, you say you're very
tired.
What about an extreme case of it? You say I'm all
exhausted.
Anything else you've heard for that?
Give out.
Or say if you hear that somebody's in the hospital, you might say something like, well, so-and-so was looking fine yesterday. When wasn't he?
Took a seat.
Or say if you were on your way somewhere and you weren't in any particular hurry at all, you might say, well, no problem. We'll get there.
In time.
Heard anybody use the expression, well, we'll get there by and by.
By and by, yeah.
Or say you got overheated and then chilled and your eyes started watering and your nose started running. You say that you...
When I got overheated?
Or, you know, it did that to you.
I was flushed.
Okay, or when you get all clogged up, you know, they talk about the common.
Cold?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you would say that you...
I've got a cold.
And if it affects your voice...
Laryngitis. I'm hoarse.
Or if you do that, you
got cough.
I might say, I'm feeling a little bit.
You're tired?
Okay, well, I'm bored.
Sleepy.
But at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll...
Wide awake.
We're talking about somebody else who's still sleeping. You don't want to. You say, well,
get up.
Go.
Better go get such and such. Such and such up, or get him up.
Or another way of saying it, so-and-so is still sleeping, why don't you go?
Wake him up.
Or if somebody who just about can't hear anything at all, you say he's stoned.
Yeah.
Or on a hot day in the summertime, it's not, if you're working very hard, it's not long before you begin to
sweat.
Or you say, I sweat today, yesterday I...
Sweated.
These things that some people get on their skin, that little white place right in the middle and it's red around it, sometimes you have to mash it, get that stuff out.
Talking about a blister?
Not exactly. But since you mentioned it, what would you call that fluid inside a blister? That would be what people call that.
Well, you're talking about a water blister?
Yeah. Or this other thing. That I mentioned. It's not exactly a blister. It's just a white right in the...
You're talking about an inflamed part? You're talking about the pus?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. What would you call that?
Pus.
Yeah, well, you mess the pus out of the thing. What do you call the thing?
Just a sore.
A sore?
Uh-huh.
Would that ever be called a bore?
Yeah, I guess so, but a ball to me is different than that.
How's
a ball is inflammation from within.
Oh, okay. Or say if I got bit by a bee